This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I would extend David Njoku. There were some people, yes, and you know, this is a time of year where you look at social media a little bit more, you respond to, so you do some mining. You know, this is probably the slowest NFL offseason I can remember. There's TJ Watt conversation, but there's only so much you can talk about that guy. I mean, it's either, hey, you accept it or you don't, buddy. That's about it. When it comes to David Njoku, you know, that contract kind of snuck up on us for David. And there's definitely some people going, yeah, yeah, absolutely, sign him. It ain't my money, no big deal. There was some pushback on David because of injury history. I think we've always been kind of waiting for David to do more. I will tell you that. I think that he's been a good tight end. Some people have said, well, he's overpaid. I don't think you can find a tight end that isn't overpaid with the exception of Hall of Famers like Travis Kelce. I mean, that's it. It's just, if you guys look at those salaries, that it's just a wildly expensive position that you don't even realize is really expensive. But I had a lot of folks going in. And let me ask you this. Would you pay David Njoku?
So I've been thinking a lot about where I think Njoku can be and whether or not, have we seen the best out of Njoku? You don't think he's getting any better, do you?
No.
I kind of agree with that. And he always hovers around 6 to 8 to 10 most productive tight end every year. Right? Now, he hasn't really had great quarterback play. So I'm not really expecting great quarterback play this year either. And then he's going to get a rookie maybe the next year. So if that's the case, it's like, is he blocking Harold Fannin? Is he going to get in the way of Harold Fannin's development? Now, he's only 20, so he's really young too. So it's not like we need Fannin to be great this year or anything like that. But I also don't want him to get in the way of Fannin's development.
All right.
So I probably wouldn't pay David Njoku right now. And I don't know. What do you think in terms of...
This is why I would. Because I think that too many people are putting too much on Harold Fannin. I think that he's a third round guy. And when we're sitting here saying, well, wait a minute, we're just going to let Harold Fannin take the reins. I'm going, well, look, can we get to camp first before we put these things out there about Harold Fannin just taking over this offense as a tight end one? I mean, there were criticisms of Harold Fannin coming out in the draft. I'm not trying to rip on Harold Fannin Jr. I hope he does well. But damn, man, we're putting a lot on him when we haven't even seen him. He's just from here, and he went to BG. That's why I think a lot of people are going, it's just Harold Fannin's offense now. No, 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 no. I do think that David Njoku has been, because of what we made him out to be in the media, and even a little bit in the fan base to start off his career, what he was going to be. I mean, he's a first-round pick. I don't think he's ever lived up to those expectations. But he's been solid. And you need solid. He'll be on an extension. It doesn't have to be the biggest extension ever. He would be on an extension because I have Harold Fannin on a rookie contract for the foreseeable next 3 years. So you would have two more years with Harold Fannin to be tight end number two or eventually taking over as tight end number one, where it makes it easier to decide whether or not you're going to pay Harold Fannin Jr. and easier to maybe let go of David Njoku. Some people were tweeting at me that they would trade him now. Well, you got $20 million of dead cap space, and I think you'd probably get the same thing out of him in a trade if you just let him play for your football team and became a very vital target for one of your four quarterbacks, because it's exactly what Lima says. I think if David Njoku were to hear me say, well, he hasn't really lived up to the expectations, I think he'd go, well, we get your fat ass out there running routes for some of these quarterbacks that I've had to do. I think that's a perfectly fair argument from David Njoku on that. I would probably draw umbrage from David if I were him. So I think that those fights are for David that are fair. I just want to pay him. Not an exorbitant sum, obviously, but the Browns have always found a way to pay guys and somehow stay under the cap, because you know what I think about the cap. If you let him play for the rest of this year, he's going to help out one of my four quarterbacks or four different quarterbacks at the same time, and you could franchise tag him if you really wanted to at the end of the season, or you could let him go. Maybe Harold Fannin Jr. does prove himself. You still need another tight end that you'll probably have to draft. But maybe Harold Fannin Jr. does play very well. You could let him go and you could get a mid-round compensatory pick if he picks up somewhere as a free agent.
Yeah, you said franchise tag for tight ends.
It's probably very high.
Well, last year it was $12.69 million.
Yeah, it's the average, top five average. Going rate.
Yeah, that was February of last year.
Money's money. I just think it's where he counts for everybody against the cap. So you're hoping, I mean, we're all hoping Harold Fannin Jr. has a great rookie season. That would make this a lot easier. But I just have to guard in case, hey, if David has to have four different quarterbacks throwing to him and he's a veteran, well, how about Harold with four different quarterbacks throwing to him and he's a third round rookie, guys?
I do wonder if they're like Fannin, the way that he got used in college. I mean, he was basically the entire offense for Bowling Green. I know you, fine, throw out the games against MAC teams, okay, of which,
yeah,
you know, I had a few of those games, but just watch him against Texas A&M and Penn State. I mean, not only did he look like he belonged, he was running wild after the catch, but he's also used, like they would use him as an H-back. They would hand the ball off to him, and he would beat, you know, guys on the line to the first down marker.
He was clearly a major college football, a power four tight end in the Mid-American Conference. I'm glad he showed up and played well against A&M. Don't get me wrong, but he was clearly better than all those guys.
Do you think so? You use him as highly coveted by the city right now? Because he's pretty, I mean, people are pretty high on him if he went to Tulane and he wasn't from here. If he was from...
No, probably not.
No, they wouldn't. But real quick, right before you made that point, which was a great point, Owen, Lima just said it. Lima just reminded me. He played well against Penn State, right?
Yeah.
Penn State doesn't have a lot of weapons either. So they had to use Tyler Warren at times as a wildcat quarterback. Well, Harold Fannin Jr., hey, no offense to the guys at BGZ, but I don't think that they had a lot of talent to work with this last year because you have Harold Fannin Jr. being a big part of your offense. That's good scheming. That's good game planning. Good by them. But you see where the guy who was taken, was Tyler Warren first round or early second round? You see the guy who was taken higher who ended up having to help Penn State do it, you see the guy who's taken a little bit later. You put more pressure on Tyler Warren. I don't want to all of a sudden put a bunch of pressure on Harold Fannin Jr. Because I think that we could get to the end of this where in January, I'm making arguments that some people are going, well, what about Harold Fannin Jr.? That Andrew drafted him. And I'm going to say, well, he had four different quarterbacks throwing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I just think it makes more sense. And I'm starting to turn into George Allen with this team. I want all these veterans to play, and I want all these veterans to get this chance because I think there's a lot more at stake than we want it to be, than we plan for
you,
it to be.
Would you be okay if you knew? Because we talk about all this relative to the salary cap, which is really tough because obviously every team is under the salary cap, uh-huh. And every team finds a way because you have to by law in the CBA. So if you knew it came at the expense, a contract for David Njoku came at the expense of another position, what would be a similar position that they might have a hole at that they might need to pursue?
Offensive line.
Because again, so that's interesting because we know that Wyatt Teller, Conklin, Joel Bitonio, they are all likely playing their last seasons with the Browns, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if this... You know, when you take Harold Fannin, what number was he again?
He was third round. 69,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
So when you... All right, if we're talking...
I'm going off the top of my head, man.
When you take a guy top 100 at a skill position, you know, you're...
Third round, 67. Damn, okay, I'm good.
So, all right, top
Damn,
70.
Got a leak.
When you're taking a guy top 70...
Call me a football guy.
You're supposed to be paving the way for them to take over their position as a starter.
That's true.
Unless you're a Super Bowl team. And I remember fans were saying this the last few years. Look, the Barry's got such a loaded team that we have no place to put these guys. And then they go 3-14. You're like, holy cow, we have more holes than anybody.
So Jeremy Fowler put out his tight end rankings this morning at 6 a.m. He's got him listed 10th this year.
He's got... David Njoku listed 10th.
The first guy you're thinking of, by the way, when I talk about the offensive line, and it's Wyatt Teller. Because Wyatt Teller's a unrestricted free agent or has a void after the end of this year as well. And people want to trade him when his dead cap hit was $30 million, for crying out loud. Now, I know that things could change, but there you go. I mean, if I'm choosing between the two, if I have to choose between Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller and David Njoku, I bet a lot of us would probably take Wyatt Teller. Because think about it for next year. Yes, whatever quarterback we get is going to need weapons, but I also think that you need to protect that guy. And Wyatt Teller's been proven. Like right now, I got Zach Zinter probably replacing Joel Bitonio after his final year. Well, I think a lot of us are going to hold our breath for Zach Zinter because as much as I liked him, he was coming off a serious injury last year and he wasn't ready to play when he had to be thrown in there last year. So for this offensive line, I'm always protectionist about this. Then Harold Fannin Jr. would be forced to take on a different role or a more pronounced role within this offense with a rookie quarterback throwing to him. 216-474-0092 or even a second year Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, whatever. Chuck in Cleveland, you're first up on the fan.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're doing well, Chuck. Go ahead.
All right, my thing on Njoku is this. I think we should move on from him. First of all, he doesn't have good agility. His change of direction is terrible. And when he gets the ball, I mean, his acceleration is minimal. You know, I think Fannin, I mean, this guy caught 150 balls. A tight end, you want a guy with hands. This guy got hands. The kid got speed. It's like a tight end slash receiver. What do you guys think about that?
Well, how good was his 40 time there, Lima? I didn't think it was very good.
He did not wow anybody at the combine. I do know that. In fact, people were kind of disappointed.
Thank you, Chuck.
In some of his drill work.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, I've heard people say he was kind of a tweener. That was one of the hard things to figure out about his evaluation. Like, was he more of a wide receiver, but then at his dimensions and his speed, if he's a wide receiver, then he's too slow. So
we're in a 4.71.
Yeah.
That's not very fast. What did David run at the combine? I'm imagining it's quicker since he was a first-round pick. Okay. I think David's a hell of an athlete. He make the harder catches he makes easier than the easier catches. I mean, he's been...
Boy, that is so true.
He has been an enigma for this offense.
He would have the most bizarre time. End zone drops. You're like, oh my God. And then he will box somebody out in the back of the end zone, somehow go up, and you wouldn't even know how he could see the football.
Yeah.
And it would just glue to his hands. This is a really hard guy to explain to people.
The lost season he had.
They take a tight end screen 70 yards.
The lost season he had, if you remember, he was going up to try to make a wild catch, and then he came down and broke his wrist on the wild throw that he had from Baker, for crying out loud.
That's right.
216.
Njoku, 464.
474-0092. Only 464.
Wow. I would have thought.
The difference is the vertical and the broad jump in Njoku way bigger.
Yeah.
His numbers were way better.
No. Something's got to separate it. All right, you know who we're going to ask? Daniel Yafuse. We're going to ask him about this. Are the Browns going to extend David Njoku? If he had to choose, Wyatt Teller's up after this year too. Which one would he choose? We're going to put Daniel on the hot seat coming up in 5 minutes on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.